Our guest now has a very sweet career in London. Heather Kanyuk has left New Zealand at the age of 19 and has worked in some of the world's top restaurants, including Gordon Ramsay's flagship London restaurant, Mays. Over the years, she's transformed into a patisserie master and is the former executive pastry chef at the five-star London Shangri-La at the Shard and Hyde Park's Mandarin Oriental. Her latest venture with her business and life partner, Graham Hornigold, is called Long Boys, which are finger donuts that are made with a lighter brioche base and fresh fillings, sold at locations around London. Heather's with us now. Hi, Heather.
Hi, good morning.
I was trying to think whether a pastry chef is a nighttime chef or an early morning chef, or is it both?
It's a bit of both. Generally, it's daytimes. For a lot of sort of bakers, it's early mornings. And for myself at the moment, I'm sort of doing a mixture of both. So my body clock's a little bit out of whack. But it's one of those jobs which is very intense. It's traditionally had long hours. So you kind of get used to, working around the clock.
Can we go back to the start? Because there's so much to work through as a career trajectory. For a start, were you always the cook or always the baker? Was it one of those, born to do this situations?
I think so. I've always enjoyed food. I came from a family where there's a lot of, particularly women, a lot of my aunties, my mother, my father, they all enjoyed cooking. My grandmother was sort of cake maker. So I kind of picked up on those skills at quite a young age. And naturally, I was quite a sort of athletic child, loved playing sports. And with that, I was always really hungry. I think it got to the point where my mum sort of just encouraged me, if you're going to be hungry and you're looking in the fridge all the time, you may as well learn to cook, right?
So good combo if you're going to have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I started, when I was young, sort of making cakes and cookies and biscuits, whatever, at home. But I actually trained to be a chef, not a pastry chef. As much as I love doing pastry, I loved the rough and tumble, the physical side of the kitchen when I was younger. So I did train to be more on the savoury side of things.
So you began an apprenticeship, I think, in Auckland. And what was it actually an apprenticeship-based progress for you in some ways?
Yeah, definitely. So I did a modern apprenticeship at the time where I think they were sort of just first kicking off in Auckland. So it was a 3-year apprenticeship, and I worked in, different hotels, restaurants around Auckland, as well as studying at MIT. So we did sort of, a couple of weeks at a time in MIT, and the rest of the time you're on location in a restaurant or the hotel. I think for chefing, that's the best way to really learn, because you're constantly, it's one of those jobs, it's very hands-on, you learn as you go. It's not really the best to be sitting in a classroom. You don't really pick up those practical skills as much. So I definitely think, for my career, it was great to do an apprenticeship. I learned so much more from that.
I think you're at Peter Gordon's Dine at Auckland Sky Tower, another of our noted overseas-based chefs. And was that the means by which you got yourself into the UK?
Kind of, yes. So I met Peter when I was doing some competitions, when I was doing my apprenticeship. And I won a competition, and he offered me the chance to come and work for him. So I finished my apprenticeship with him. And after I finished my apprenticeship, I did another competition, and through winning that competition, it gave me the opportunity to do a 2-month sort of stage in the UK. A stage is when you work for free to get a bit of experience in a certain restaurant that you want to work in. So I came to the UK sort of on a two-month stint, worked at some of the best restaurants in London, Michelin star restaurants, bakeries, pastry shops, a bit of everything. And from that, I was offered the job to work for Gordon Ramsay. Of course, at that age when you're 19, 20, to be working for someone like him, it's a massive opportunity. So I took that. It was an incredible experience, very, very difficult, very male-orientated sort of kitchen. It's a very tough hours, very tough environment. I think everything you see about Gordon Ramsay on TV is pretty much the reality.
It was the F word, so to speak.
Yeah, there was many F words, C words, yes. Yeah, all the words.
The F word is television show I was alluding to, but we know how we got its name. And for you, yes. I think there was only one other woman in the brigade working in pastry. So this was where you moved into pastry, and was it linked to that environment? Was it wanting to?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I started in the kitchen there, sort of as a commie on the ladder section, which is traditionally where you start. And I very quickly started to move my way up the ranks and up the kitchen. And I think sort of being the only female in that kitchen, I think the boys kind of saw me a little bit as a threat, but also as someone that was very organized. You know, I picked up very quickly. So I sort of moved from the larder to the hot larder to the entrees, to the mains very, very quickly. But at the same time, you know, it's the toll of being constantly screamed at, working 18 hours a day, you know, constantly being under that pressure. The stories I can tell from that place, you know, would give anyone nightmares. And eventually it sort of took its toll on me that, you know, as much as I loved my job, being screamed at and shouted at and, you know, there being a lot of physical and verbal abuse on a daily basis, that was just not my scene.
Has it changed, Heather?
Thankfully, yes. I would say in sort of 95% of places it has changed, particularly in London. I think 15 years ago that was very common. But now, you know, people don't tolerate that anymore. Mm. They sort of HR, whereas there never used to be HR in restaurants. So now, there's definitely a lot more strict sort of rules and regulations. But unfortunately, it still does happen. There is still, you know, a few sort of dinosaurs there that come out the closet every so often. But
so did you go into pastry in part because it was a slightly different working experience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, pastry traditionally has a lot of females in it, but it's a completely different sort of way of life. It's a completely different skill set to chefing. Chefing is very fast and in the moment, and, you know, you can add a bit of this and add a bit of this, and your recipe is still going to work. Whereas pastry is a lot more sort of science-based, chemistry-based, very balanced, a lot to do with sort of organization and precision. And that side of things really appealed to me at the same time. I'm sort of naturally a perfectionist, so that sort of skill set just lent itself to me and my pastry career quite well. The environment in pastry is a lot more calm than the kitchen.
Which of these postings that I outlined at the start, that, you know, in some of the most top-notch places, which of them was the one where you felt you really stretched, or you really felt yourself reaching the level of performance that you sought? I know it never ends, but which one really stretched you?
I think my first executive role at Mandarin Oriental was the first, the role that really made me as a chef. It was a big stepping stone from going from, you know, being a sous chef to being your own chef, you know, running a kitchen of 20, 30 people underneath you, making sure everyone else is well looked after. And just being able to have the sort of creativity and be able to express, you know, exactly what you want to put on the plate. That was the first role for me where I could really do that. And I learned a lot from working there. It was an amazing environment, beautiful hotel, and just very, very professional.
Which ingredients are your favourites to work with?
I would definitely say I love working with chocolate. I don't personally like chocolate desserts, which is a bit weird, but I love working with chocolate as a medium. There's so many things you can do with it. You know, the actual technical side of tempering chocolate and understanding the molecules inside of it is very, very interesting. But also breads, croissants, pastries, you know, I love bakery. There's a lot of precision, a lot of sort of steps involved to make a perfect croissant or a perfect baguette. You know, a baguette's only got 3 or 4 ingredients in it. But if those ingredients, you know, the temperatures and the times aren't respected, you won't get a perfect baguette.
What have been the more recent turns in your career? I mentioned your partner in work and life is also a pastry chef.
Yes.
And how has sort of life's progression led to wanting to work in different ways?
I guess through a series of fortunes and misfortunes, really. My partner was unfortunately made redundant from a job he was at. He was the corporate pastry chef for the Hakkasan Group. They'd been there for nearly 8 years, and unfortunately they moved their head office from London to Las Vegas. So they made most of their team here redundant. So unfortunately, sort of, we got thrown into the deep end of what do we do now? So we set up our consultancy company, Smart Patisserie, 2 years ago now. So we open, you know, we help other businesses open their restaurants or sort of hotels that are looking for someone to come in and train their team, sort of, you know, regenerate their menus, for example. So we've been doing that for about 2 years now. And we thought sort of 6 months ago, what else can we do? We'd really like to have our own teams. while being a consultant is really interesting. We travel the world with it, and we still do it. We kind of lost that feeling of having a team to look after and having people to train. So we thought, let's start something of our own. So we started,
this latest venture. I'm fascinated in the donuts, but it's much more than that, I imagine. What is the focus of the latest venture?
So, yes, it's a donut shop. It's a gourmet donut shop, but we do long donuts. Why? Because, no one else is doing them. And my memories as a child of going to the bakery in Auckland and having a long cream-filled, jam-filled donut, I used to love these. And you just don't see them anymore. And in London at the moment, donuts are a massive trend, as I've heard sort of it is in New Zealand as well. But we sort of felt like there are so many donuts on the market that were just very, very sweet, very calorific, glazed with sugar, coated with sweets. And that's just not what myself or my partner are about. We really are passionate about sort of flavor, having less sweetness in things, sort of less artificial flavors. So our donuts are all handmade, made fresh every day, or using all natural ingredients, but sort of reduce sugar levels. So we'll make our own jam so we can take the sugar out of that. We don't use we don't glaze any of our donuts. So they're all just natural, sort of brioche style, very, very light. And just focusing on flavor and quality, really.
How do you achieve the flavor if you're going to hold back on the amount of sweetness? What are the other flavorings?
Well, we tend to use a lot of fruits. So you'll get obviously the natural sweetness from the fruits. But for example, if you have a strawberry, there's no reason to add more sugar for that. Why? It's already naturally sweet. But you can also balance your recipe. So if we make a strawberry compote, for example, a traditional jam recipe would be 50% fruit and 50% sugar, whereas we might only do 20% sugar and just use the natural sweetness of the lemon and balance that with, a nice white chocolate, for example. But I think it's just about sort of respecting what's in season, what's the best quality produce that we can get at the time, using the best quality chocolates, for example.
So how many outlets currently?
So we have our first shop, which is in Wembley. Very shortly after we opened, we got picked up by Selfridges. So we send our products across to them each day. Sort of 2 months after we opened, Harrods approached us. So we were very, very lucky to be sold in the food hall.
Goodness.
We have a lovely little kiosk there.
All the big names are piling in.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a crazy trajectory, to be honest. We didn't expect it to take off so quickly. And just last week, we started a pop-up in Westfield Stratford, so one of the big Westfields in London. And that's been very successful, very, very busy in the last couple of weeks.
And are you attracting all this because people love the product, presumably? Are you, what explains such rapid interest from the likes of, Sainsbury's and Harrods? Just people love the product.
People love the product. They love the fact it's a little bit different. They've really picked up on the fact that it's a natural product. A lot of people here, I think it's a bit like cupcakes. When cupcakes were in fashion, everyone loved them for the first, 6 months. And then it started to become like, okay, they're all very artificial. They're all very sweet. There's a lot of butter. There's a lot of sugar. And I think that's sort of the same with donuts, as in it's become a massive thing. But there's a lot of bad donuts out there at the same time. So people have kind of picked up on it being a little bit different, a little bit more special, a little bit more gourmet.
How do you look after yourself? I mean, you've had the intensity, as we said, of working in some of these most elite restaurants. You've built up one business, now there's another business going gangbusters. It's a very, very demanding field with the highest standards and the long hours. How do you look after yourself?
That is a good question. And my parents are listening, so I have to say I am looking after myself. But it is very tough. I as a career, chefing is not an easy choice. And I don't think my parents really loved my career choice in the beginning. They respect it now. But I do think, it is hard to find work-life balance, particularly in London. Obviously, now there's a massive shortage of chefs. Brexit's not really helping either. So it is difficult to find people to fill positions. So, finding that work-life balance is becoming more and more difficult. But I think, you do need to take time out, try not to stress too much, what will happen will happen. Eat the best food, try and look after yourself, get out in the sunshine. just the basics, really.
All the best, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather Kenyuk, who left New Zealand age 19 and has just had an absolutely stellar career, primarily in London, some of these big postings, but elsewhere as well, including cruise liners and a stint in the United States as well. And now with partner Graham Hornigold, they've launched Long Boys Finger Donuts, made with a lighter brioche base and fresh fillings, and as you said, are being snapped out by some of the biggest retailers.